All right, so this is the last game of the 2021 NAQT-ICT Finals. The winner will be the champion. We have Illinois A and Columbia A. Both teams ready to get started?
Let's do it.
Excellent. Good luck to both teams. Start with toss-up one. This man names a set of normalized quaternions that can perform rotations without gimbal lock. Three masses move along confocal ellipses with the same eccentricity in this man's solution for the planar three-body problem, in which the masses are always collinear. Poinsot's construction visualizes the solution to a set of equations named for this man that describe the rotation of rigid bodies. So I have Ian.
Euler.
10 points. Your bonus. Robert Gilday's Fighters in the Shadows dubs the usual understanding of this movement a myth. For 10 points each, Jean Moulin and Pierre Foucaud were among the leaders of what movement that opposed the Vichy regime from within?
Free French? I mean,
from within.
I don't know.
Answer?
The only guess.
But our answer is the Free French.
It's the French Resistance.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yes, no shit.
This 1971 Marcel Ophuls documentary accused occupied France of being supine and cowardly as the first mainstream challenge to the resistance narrative.
Yeah, it's like 6.5 hours.
Answer?
Words.
Blood.
French.
Our answer is the silence of the sea.
It's called the sorrow and the pity. During post-liberation purges, women accused of horizontal collaboration with German occupiers suffered this form of public humiliation.
They like cut
referenced
their hair
in the title of a Robert Capa photograph of a woman in Chartres holding her German fathered baby.
Our answer is their hair was forcibly shaved.
10 points.
Good knowledge.
Toss up two. In January 2021, the New York Times reported that some people had received under $100 from this program due to a federal mandate regarding an individual's profitability. This program, whose second draws began in January 2021, has been administered by an agency headed by Jovita Carranza and Tammy Perriello. Shake Shack was among the large companies that returned... I have Noah S.
PPP.
That's right, 10 points.
I was trying to remember the name. I was almost going to say PPP.
Here's your bonus. According to this equation, breakdown voltage increases proportionally with gas pressure and the gap distance between electrodes. For 10 points each, identify this empirically derived law named for a German physicist that characterizes the behavior of electric arcs.
Gerhard, do you have any ideas?
No.
All right.
Answer?
Our answer is Weber.
This is Paschen's law. Foley Federal Plaza was once the site of a long rusted steel wall titled Tilted Arc, a controversial sculpture by this man who erected the Hedgehog and the Fox at Princeton.
All right, so Sarah.
Sarah's correct. The Arc de Triomphe stands on the western end of this Paris Avenue.
Yeah. All right, so Champs-Élysées.
20 points. Toss up three. A pink clad man performing this action watches a couple kiss in a pendant to the same artist's The Perfect Accord. Jean-Antoine Watteau depicted men doing this action in both The Surprise and Mezzatino. Two men doing this action sit to the right of a chair laden with an orange in the background of a... I have Will.
All right. Playing cards?
No, minus five.
Yeah, that was a bad place.
In the background of a heavily footlit painting by John Singer Sargent of a Spanish dancer. A 1904 Pablo Picasso painting shows a hunched over blue-clad man performing, for 10 points, what musical action? I have Ian.
Playing the guitar.
That's correct.
Too aggressive, sorry.
Your bonus, a foldable panoramic photograph of the title structures comprises this artist's every building on the Sunset Strip. For 10 points each, name this pop artist whose word paintings, such as Honk and Hope, each depict a single word against a basic background.
Our answer is Ruscha.
Ruscha is correct. Ruscha created an original typeface inspired by this nine-part structure, which stands on Mount Lee in Southern California's Santa Monica Mountains.
Yeah, so true.
Our answer is the Hollywood sign.
That's correct. Ruscha's conceptual artwork, Royal Road Test, involved dropping one of these objects from a moving car. Paul Smith used one of these objects to make most of his artwork.
Royal?
String.
String?
Answer?
Sense.
Our answer is string.
This is a typewriter. You get 20 points.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Toss up four. E.J. Corey names one of these compounds used in his landmark synthesis of prostaglandin F2 alpha. This functional group is hydrolyzed when neutral phenolphthalein is placed in basic solution. Valero and Butyro versions of this functional group are common, but much larger ones can be made with Yamaguchi's reagent. These compounds are made by reacting a 1,6 or 1,7 diester with an enolate generating base in an intramolecular Claisen condensation. For 10 points, I have Noah C.
Lactones.
10 points.
Good.
Here's your bonus. The National Association of Colored Women took the motto "Lifting as We Climb" from this co-founder's writings. For 10 points each, name this author of A Colored Woman in a White World, who lost her friend Thomas Moss to lynching in her hometown of Memphis.
I.W. Wells? That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know the title.
Answer?
Wells. Ours is Wells.
This is Mary Church Terrell. Terrell studied at this college, promoted by preacher Charles Grandison Finney. It was co-ed and integrated from its founding in the 1830s.
Our answer is Oberlin.
Oberlin's correct. Terrell taught Latin in this city and was a pioneering member of its school board. Before moving to New York, hometown star Duke Ellington played jazz on its U Street corridor.
Oh, it's D.C. Yeah, our answer is D.C.
That's 20 points. Toss up five. The first verse of Hebrews 12 includes a command to do this activity with perseverance. The gospel song Angel Band begins by noting that my latest son is sinking fast and that this activity is nearly done. Second, I have Olivia.
Running a race.
That's 15 points.
It does.
Oh. Insane.
Here's your bonus. These phenomena can only be generated with one amplitude according to the all or none principle. For 10 points each, name these phenomena, which are analyzed by analogy to an electric circuit in the Hodgkin-Huxley model.
Yeah. Our answer is action potential.
That's correct. Hodgkin and Huxley developed their model by studying these cephalopods, which use giant axons to coordinate jet propulsion. Their colossal species was inferred from beaks discovered in sperm whale stomachs.
Our answer is squids.
That's correct. The conduction velocity of an action potential is proportional to the length constant divided by the product of these two properties of the membrane.
It's like the thickness.
Answer?
Okay, the thickness of like the axon and the length.
The resistance and the capacitance. You get 20 points.
Okay, that's enough.
Let's get a score check after the first quarter.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sure. So after five toss-ups, I have Illinois A, 85, Columbia A, 55. I'll type that in the chat.
Alrighty. Continuing with toss-up six, good luck both teams. John McCain's 2008 concession speech described the cruel and prideful bigotry caused by a meeting between these two people. A verse attack by the Unchained Poet imagined these two people arranging a marriage. Benjamin Tillman claimed that he would have to kill 1,000 people to offset the results of Will.
Teddy Roosevelt in Washington.
That's 15 points.
Good.
Last word of power. As your bonus, the speaker of a poem compares himself to this person early in the morning, walking forth from the bower, refreshed with sleep. For 10 points each, A Woman Waits for Me and I Sing the Body Electric are part of a sequence of poems named for what person's children?
I know. Adam. It's Children of Adam. Our answer is Adam.
The Children of Adam poems appear in this collection, which its author repeatedly revised after its initial 1855 publication. Pardon?
Our answer is Leaves of Grass.
Yes. In this poem from the Children of Adam sequence, Whitman presents his oath of procreation, in which the speaker vows to produce boys to fill my place when I am through.
Okay. It could be City of Orgies. It could be In Paths.
Answer?
Our answer is In Paths Untrodden.
This is unpopular DreamWorks movie Spontaneous Me.
Lovely.
You get 20 on the bonus. Toss up seven. In 2014, this city became the site of the world's tallest flagpole. Because this city claims to house the tomb of the biblical Eve, its name is derived from the Arabic for grandmother. The largest university and airport in this port city are both named for King Abdulaziz. The first building to surpass 1 kilometer in height. I have Will.
Jeddah?
Yes, 10 points.
Jeddah Tower.
Jeddah is correct. A bonus, as a federal prosecutor, this man approved a non-prosecution agreement that granted federal immunity to unnamed potential co-conspirators. For 10 points each, name this man who cut a generous plea agreement with Jeffrey Epstein about a decade before serving as Donald Trump's Secretary of Labor.
Yeah. Oh, it's the,
It's
the RBC. I can't remember his name. What is it?
So it's Alex Acosta.
Yeah, Acosta. That's right.
Acosta was a federal prosecutor in this state where Epstein had a residence in Palm Beach.
All right, it's Florida.
Yes. In 2019, U.S. District Court Judge Kenneth Mara held that prosecutors' withholding of information about the Epstein plea deal violated a 2004 statute that enumerates 8 rights of people with this status.
Plea deal? Imprisoned?
Answer?
All right, it's imprisoned.
They're victims of crimes.
Quite the opposite, actually.
You get 10 on the bonus.
Whatever.
Here's toss-up 8. The recently fired Professor Mira Enkitai narrates a novel titled for a version of this character's name by Christina Brooke Rose. While dying, a man based on this ancient character says she's guilty, not medicine, to implicate his wife. A modern version of this ancient character, who appears in the play The Homecoming, is a Union general who is poisoned by his wife, Christine. I have Mitch.
Agamemnon.
That's correct. 10 points.
Nice. Good work.
Ezra Manon is indeed based on Agamemnon. Here's your bonus. Patina Miller and Ben Vereen are the only actors of different genders to win a Tony for playing the same role. For 10 points each, they both played this character, whose troupe presents songs such as Magic to Do and War is a Science in the musical Pippin.
Like Charlemagne or something.
Yeah, Charlemagne makes sense.
Oh. Okay.
Answer?
Our answer is Charlemagne.
This is the leading player.
Okay, sure.
Pippin's music and lyrics were written by this composer, who worked with playwright John Michael Tebelak on the musical Godspell.
Schwartz.
Our answer is Schwartz.
Schwartz is correct. This choreographer of Sweet Charity in Chicago, who popularized the use of jazz hands, won a Tony for directing Pippin. He also directed the films Cabaret and All That Jazz.
Our answer is Fosse.
Fosse's correct for 20. Toss up 9. An F-sharp minor one of these works begins with bass clef triplet octaves on D, C-sharp, F-sharp, followed by an E-sharp quarter. These works' characteristic rhythm is an eighth note, two sixteenth notes, and then four eighth notes in 3/4 time. An andante spianato section... Oh, Roni?
These are polonaises.
That's 15 points.
Circus or polonaise, which one? Phenomenal.
Here's your bonus. The solar flux of these particles was observed in the Homestake experiment. For 10 points each, name these leptons, whose interaction with the weak force causes them to oscillate between three flavors.
Our answer is neutrinos.
That's correct. The PMNS matrix models neutrino oscillations using three mixing angles and a phase corresponding to this phenomenon, which was first observed in kaon decay by James Cronin and Val Fitch.
CP violation.
Okay, yeah. Our answer is CP violation.
That's correct. This eight-letter word describes an event in which a neutrino travels from one location to another without oscillating to a different flavor. Answer?
Prop, but
no. Our answer, no. Yeah.
These are survivals. They survival. You get 20 points.
Yeah.
Toss up 10, after which you know what happens. Wu Changfeng's blue algorithm avoids this phenomenon by putting certain flows into a penalty box and is often implemented with a bloom filter. The naive method of tail drop is one way to deal with this phenomenon. An algorithm by Sally Floyd uses queue length as a proxy for measuring this phenomenon, which TCP handles with slow start. Load balancing hardware can guard against... I have Aroni.
Latency. Lag.
No. -5. Can guard against, for 10 points, what situation in which a network processes more data than it can handle? Will.
Deadlock?
No, it's called congestion.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's just network congestion. Oops. Silly me.
So, with that going dead, we are at halftime.
Yeah.
At the half, I have a score of Illinois A 145, Columbia A 110.
Resume with toss up 11. Good luck, both teams. Morale greatly improved when this monarch and supreme commander inspected the troops of the Prince of Saxe-Coburg prior to the siege of Landrecy in the Flanders campaign. This man's daughter quipped, "I wish only what my duty commands me to wish," when he married her off to a rival. This father of Marie-Louise, Duchess of Parma, was represented at the Congress of Vienna by Clemens von Metternich. Napoleon signed the 1805... Everoni?
Maximilian.
-5. Napoleon signed the 1805 Peace of Pressburg with, for 10 points, what last Holy Roman Emperor? Will.
Charles the VII?
Francis the II.
Francis, yeah. It was
Francis the I of Austria.
I should have said Francis the I. I wasn't sure which.
Either one would be acceptable. Oh, as long as you don't give the wrong title with the wrong number.
Yeah, whatever. Sorry, guys.
All right, toss of 12. In an opera by this composer, Taras Shevchenko's poem Zapovit is sung by an orchestral choir before the protagonist teaches peasants to use artillery. The obsessive comment that red won 20 times in a row ends an opera by this man in which Pauline, a general's ward, throws a wad of money in Alexei's face. This composer of Semyon Kotko and The Gambler wrote an opera in which a prince releases fairy prince... Roni.
Gambler. Tchaikovsky.
No, -5. Fairy princesses from Enchanted Fruit. For 10 points, name this composer of The Love for Three Oranges. Noah S.
Prokofiev
is correct, yes.
Right, good.
Your bonus for 10 each, answer the following about the Jahn-Teller distortion of octahedral complexes. The distortion breaks the degeneracy of this set of orbitals, which mediate bonding in transition metal complexes.
I think so, yeah. Our answer is the orbitals.
That's correct. The distortion is an elongation or compression along the z-axis, moving the compound into this shape. This crystal system is formed by stretching a cubic lattice to form a rectangular prism with a square base.
Gerhard, do you have a guess?
No, I do not.
Oh, answer?
Bipyramidal. Our answer is square bipyramidal.
It's tetragonal.
Okay.
Jahn-Teller distortion of an octahedral complex moves it from the OH point group to this other point group. Square planar complexes are in this point group.
C4V, maybe?
Answer?
D4V.
Our answer is C4V.
These are D4H. 10 on the bonus.
Ooh, all right. We'll take it. Keep going.
Toss up 13. In a novel by this author, the protagonist uses a bomb to start an avalanche to capsize a boat, but accidentally kills his mistress, the blacksmith's wife, Ava. Mitch.
Hampson.
15.
Mitch!
Jesus
Christ. Bonus. On an episode of this show, Kate Blanchett plays Isabella Barta, a parody of the performance artist Marina Abramovich. For 10 points, each name is IFC
now.
Series starring Fred Armisen and Bill Hader.
Yeah. Documentary Now.
Yes.
Documentary Now.
Our answer is Documentary Now.
Yes. In a 2015 episode of Documentary Now, a police officer drops a creamsicle instead of throwing a Burger King milkshake, as happened in this 1988 Errol Morris documentary about a man dubiously convicted of murdering a cop.
Thin Blue Line.
Our answer is Thin Blue Line.
That's correct. The 2016 episode Juan Likes Rice and Chicken parodies a 2011 documentary titled For How This Man Dreams of Sushi.
Jiro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our answer is Jiro.
30 points.
Nice job.
Toss up 14. The getaway from this event was aided by a man known as Skin the Goat. A letter asserting that a target of this event had gotten his desserts was revealed to have been forged by Richard Pigott. James Carey turned Queen's evidence regarding this event, which weakened the informal Kilmainham Treaty negotiated 4 days early. I have Will.
Phoenix Park murders.
Yes, 10 points. Your bonus, this author's novel Civilizations depicts a world in which Atahualpa crosses the Atlantic and conquers Europe. For 10 points each, name this contemporary French author who intertwined the stories of Reinhard Heydrich and his assassins in his debut novel, HHHH.
Oh, man, I know HHHH, but I don't know the author. God.
Answer?
Yeah. No.
This is Laurent Binet.
That's very sad.
Binet's novel, The Seventh Function of Language, fictionalizes the death of this author of the death of the author.
I mean, Bart, right?
Yeah.
Or it's just Bart.
That's correct. The last part of Binet's Civilizations is a pastiche of this writer's longest novel. A character in this man's novella, The Deceitful Marriage, hallucinates an eloquent conversation between two dogs.
The conversation is...
Answer?
Our answer is Cervantes.
That's right. You get 20 points. Colloquy of the Dogs. Toss up 15, after which another score check. The corona set of a space X is the complement of X within a space that has this property and is Hausdorff. Any continuous map from X to a space with this property can be uniquely extended to a continuous map from a space beta of X with this property, according to a result obtained by Marshall Stone and Edward Cech. A space in which all sequences have... I have Gerhard.
Compact.
10 points.
Good.
Good old Stone-Cech compactification. Here's your bonus. August Wilhelmy arranged a movement from the third of these works into the air on the G string. For 10 points each, name these works by J.S. Bach, the second of which concludes with a badinerie showcasing a solo flute.
Our answer is orchestral suites.
That's correct. The badinerie is a forerunner to this genre of musical joke, which replaced the minuet as the standard third movement of a symphony.
Our answer is scherzo.
That's correct as well. This musicologist claimed that Bach's third orchestral suite was originally written for only strings and continuo. In a 1981 paper, he argued that Bach's choral music was originally sung with just one voice per part.
Right. I want to say Gardner, even though he's more of a performer.
Answer?
It's Gardner.
This is Joshua Rifkin. You get 20 points.
Sure.
Okay, and after 15, it's a 10-point game. I have Columbia A with a score of 190 and Illinois A at 180.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's about right, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Is everyone ready to keep going?
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll resume with toss-up 16. Good luck, both teams. The bridge of a song by this artist urges shine, step into the light, shine so bright sometimes. Speculation about this singer's bisexuality increased after he released a music video for his 2019 single, Lights Up. The question, why are we always running from the bullets, is posed in the debut single by this man, who had another 2019 hit with a song inspired by a Richard Brautigan novel. Ian.
Styles.
Styles is correct for 10 points.
Lynn Sugar.
Yeah,
Here's your bonus. To allow the Chang'e 4 probe to send data from the dark side of the moon, the relay satellite Qiaqiao was placed into this type of orbit. For 10 points each, name this type of periodic orbit that moves around the L1, L2, or L3 Lagrange point of a three-body system.
This type of orbit is geosynchronous.
Maybe. Arnes is geosynchronous.
This is a halo orbit. Since halo orbits are generally unstable, Qiaqiao used this technique. This term refers to a series of thruster maneuvers needed to keep a satellite in a particular orbit.
All
right,
man. We're almost done, though.
Our answer is gravity assist.
That's called station keeping.
Okay.
Many satellites use station keeping to maintain this type of equatorial orbit whose angular velocity matches the rotation of the Earth.
Yeah,
this is geosynchronous.
Okay, our answer is geosynchronous.
That's 10 points. Toss-up 17. This senator is the alphabetically later namesake of an amendment introduced in the wake of the thalidomide crisis that required companies... I have Will.
Later, so H-I-J-K, heck, Kefauver.
Yes. That's 15 points. Here's your bonus. A character based on Alexander Wolcott suffers this mishap at both the beginning and ending of a play. For 10 points each, George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart's The Man Who Came to Dinner opens with Sheridan Whiteside hurting his hip in what kind of mishap?
Answer?
I will prompt you. Oh, sorry. I will prompt you with falling because of what?
Stairs. Oh, or answer because of stairs.
Ice.
Okay, cool.
Falls on ice. Both Wolcott and Kaufman were members of a literary round table that held sophisticated meetings at this New York hotel.
Yeah. Our answer is Algonquin.
That's correct. Kaufman and this roundtable member collaborated on the play Dinner at Eight. This woman wrote a novel in which Selena Peake de Jong gives birth to a rather large son.
Does that sound familiar to you? Because it doesn't to me.
Answer?
Arnes Parker.
You could say that son was so big because this is Edna Ferber. And okay. That's why that book is called that.
Gotcha. Cool.
You get 10 points.
I pulled that one out. Oh, God.
Toss of 18. Michael Blakemore's production of one of this author's plays added a sudden sound effect before a character notes that a very terrible new world begins to take shape. In another Blakemore production of a play by this author, the set collapses as the Berlin Wall falls at the end. I have Aroni. You're muted.
Miller.
Minus 5. Plays by this author dramatize the Günter Guillaume affair leading to Willy Brandt's downfall and a meeting between Niels Bohr and Werner Heisenberg. For 10 points, name this author of Democracy and Copenhagen. Noah S.
Frayn.
Frayn is correct. 10 points.
Good.
Your bonus. The government claimed that this man organized the failed coup known as Project 571, though evidence suggests that his son was the real leader. For 10 points each, name this man who died in a September 1971 plane crash in Mongolia while apparently trying to flee the country.
Our answer is Lin Biao.
Lin Biao is correct. This faction of Chinese communists led by Mao Zedong's wife, Jiang Qing, later led a campaign urging criticism of Lin.
Our answer is Gang of Four.
That's correct. In 1959, Lin replaced this defense minister who had been ousted at the Lushan Conference for criticizing the Great Leap Forward.
Our answer is Peng Dehuai.
30 points.
Can we get a score check after this?
You absolutely can.
Absolutely. After 18, I have Columbia A 255, Illinois A 195. There are, of course, two to go.
Yeah, lead one.
Two toss-ups left. Good luck, both teams. Here's toss-up 19. This island is home to a temple to Dionysus called the Stoiba Deion. A king of this island was the father of the Enotropi, who provisioned the Greek fleet on the way to Troy. Aeneas ruled this island, which according to a Homeric hymn is where Dione, Rhea, Themis, and Amphitrite observed an event that took 9 days and nights. I have Will.
Delos.
10 points.
Yes!
Here's your bonus. This is the predominant color of the buildings sitting amid the cliffs of Centinil de las Bodegas. For 10 points each, historic hilltop pueblos such as Olvera and Ronda are collectively named for the fact that nearly all of their structures appear what color due to their washed lime coating? Answer? Sorry, what's the answer?
Our answer is white.
Yes. A volume one way down. The Pueblos Blancos are mostly found in Malaga and this province within Andalusia, which contains mainland Spain's closest point to mainland Africa.
This province in Andalusia?
Answer?
Is
Cadiz. This Pueblo Blanco in Cadiz was the ducal seat of the Spanish nobleman Alonso Perez de Guzman.
Dude, I don't give a shit, man. Tell me, Rob, what is it?
He was the Duke of Medina Sidonia.
Ah, yeah.
That's 10 on the bonus. Here's the last toss-up. Anti-Nazi radio broadcasts delivered by a man with this surname were compiled into the book Speaking to My Country. A politician with this surname rose to prominence disputing blood libel accusations against Leopold Hilsner and was president from 1918 to 1935. A fecal smear on a windowsill is cited as evidence of foul play in the supposed 1948 suicide of a foreign minister with, for 10 points, I have Aroni. Sorry, what was that? You couldn't hear you again.
Ebert.
No, minus five. What surname shared by the diplomat Jan and his father Tomas, the first president of Czechoslovakia? I have Will. Couldn't hear you either.
Masaryk.
Yeah. Here's your bonus. This goddess interprets her son's dreams of two objects that her son loves as a wife. For 10 points each, name this wise wild cow.
Maybe Gavevedeta, the Zoroastrian cow? What do we care about?
That sounds good.
Our answer is Gavevedeta, the Zoroastrian cow.
This is Ninsun.
Okay.
Ninsun is the mother of this title hero of a Mesopotamian epic and adopts his friend Enkidu as a son.
Our answer is Gilgamesh.
That is correct. Ninsun makes an offering to this god and asks him why he gave Gilgamesh a restless spirit. This god later sends the winds against Humbaba to help Gilgamesh.
Well, Enki helps Gilgamesh, but it's probably Anu because Anu's a wind god. Our answer is Anu.
This is Shamash.
Oh.
You get 10 on the bonus, and that is the game. Final score, Columbia.
Great game.
You got it, Alex.
Great game.
Final score is Columbia A295, Illinois A190.
Well played.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm honored. Thank you. You're honored.